Well, as you know, Zimbabwe's economy is not an economy that can be compared to the economies of other countries in the world. We are always behind in terms of, reducing prices as when the prices come down go down in the world market. The reason being that in Zimbabwe, because of the economic pressures, we see people that we see most characters that they've reduced the fuel because people have now started engaging in black market, bringing fuel from Botswana, because Botswana and South Africa at least respond to the world market trends, but we hardly respond to the world market trends. The second thing is that, as you know, in Zimbabwe, there are still companies that are international companies that are still operating fuel businesses here. Because of the competition of those big companies that are importing fuel into Zimbabwe in bulk, we find they find themselves competing and starting to reduce their prices to match the world market. So those are some of the reasons why you find Zimbabwe is always the last to start reducing prices of those kind of commodities.
Roughly, how much is a liter of petrol at the moment?
Well, I'm not very much clear on the issue of the pricing of petrol per se, but I'm sure what I'm sure of is the price of diesel. Because most of my machinery in my business and the cars that I drive, they use diesel. So in terms of diesel, I've seen a significant drop because sometime this year, sometime around this time last year, fuel was selling up to $135. But now we see that it has gone down up to about $1.07 per liter. I beg your pardon, I wanted to say $1.45 per liter. But now it has come down to $1.07. We have seen a significant drop in that regard.
Is the drop in the price of fuel also in tandem with other goods and services?
Well, as you know, Zimbabwe has got a very funny economy, the economy that is not performing where everyone does what is best for him to make profit. We have seen that it is not a trend that when the fuel price goes down and the other prices of other commodities will go down. We have seen our prices of commodities going down in terms of competition of the market. If market now is shrinking, there is always a serious problem of people trying to reduce prices so that they can actually match the demand. So it's not all about the issue of fuel and fuel comes down and the price of fuel comes down and prices of commodities to come down. It is a matter of the market forces in terms of